What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. Welcome to Batty Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. Guys, you're probably wondering, where have you been? I have just been in a mess. Like, I've just been so unmotivated with Batty Fluent, and I'm giving you all the full truth of Batty Fluent right now and just telling you all, like, why, you know, I've been just so MIA and just like not on my podcast grind. And I'm also gonna give you all like all the life updates. I told you guys to send me a couple questions, and I got a good amount of questions that you guys have been wondering, and I am gonna spill y'all the tea. You know, people at school gonna listen to this and they're gonna probably fucking realize like what's going on with me. But I just been such an like mentally like depressed state. Like, I've just not been motivated enough to do anything, not even just with Batty Fluent, but with just school in general. I just have been so stressed out with my grades and just like everything that's going on in my life. And I feel like, you know, I love Batty Fluent, and Batty Fluent is like definitely one of my biggest escapes in my whole entire life, but I just have not gotten any motivation to film an episode and to also like consistently like post and like, you know, get back on Batty Fluent. And which is why I wanted to rebrand Batty Fluent's like logo, and not actually like Batty Fluent as like a whole, but just like the logo of Batty Fluent. So I'm actually working with Shermaine to create a new Batty Fluent logo, and I just feel like the green logo has so much to it. Like, it has so much pain but happiness in that logo. I'm not saying that it's like the art, but I'm saying that like the amount of just like situations that's been with this green logo, like, I'm not saying anything bad about the logo, I'm saying that just like how I'm ready to grow out of it and find a new logo and just like have a new kind of energy for Batty Fluent, if that makes sense. Because I just felt like I've just been such in a bad mental state where it's like getting really like depressing, in my opinion. Like, I'm obviously like doing okay, and like I'm very grateful for things in my life, you know. A lot of things happened these past couple months. Like, I found, you know, someone who genuinely cares for me. And even though, like, we have had our ups and downs, I still, you know, treasure him a lot as a person. I've been through, you know, new friendships, you know, getting closer to some people that I didn't think I would get close to again. And also just, like, kind of reconnecting with everyone around me. And even though it's been going really well with that type of stuff, it's also, like, you know, things at school, too. Like, I feel like when people would say stuff about me, like, it used to, like, not bother me at all, but, like, now I feel like I'm always just, like, you're not worrying, but, like, just always focused on what people have to say about me, and it gets to a point where it was so toxic. And it, honestly, I'm not really out of it yet. Like, I still do think about it, and it's not because I care about what people have to say about me, but it's more about, like, how I just feel like there's, like, eyes around me, and I just, like, don't like the feeling of it, and I just get very insecure with, like, you know, walking around school or just, like, going around to, like, different places talking to people. I always have to, like, feel like I have to keep an open eye to, like, who I'm talking to. And, like, I'm not really saying that I was struggling with that, like, you know, or was not going through that beforehand, but I think it's just, like, nowadays, I just feel like I just care too much, and it's becoming, honestly, just, like, an overwhelming, draining mindset. And I feel like it's a new month, you know, we just started March, it's my birthday month, and I really want to make it fun and just make it enjoyable, because I just feel like school's about to end soon. Like, you know, I get out in June, and even though it kind of seems far away, but, like, you know, I feel like my birthday is slowly coming, and then, like, you know, spring break rolls around, and then, like, after that, it's, like, AP testing, you know, all those exams, and then it's, like, you know, summer. So I feel like it's, like, coming around, even though it's, like, going by slowly, but it's definitely, like, coming, you know, to, like, a place where it's almost summer. And I feel like I should just keep that mindset to keep on, you know, pushing through it. And even though, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, feel better and get better, it's also where, like, I think I'm forcing myself to be happier and just try to make it, like, a better month, because February was just so bad. Like, I don't know if you guys understand this, but, like, I was just such in a depressive state. Like, I would literally go home from school and just cry, would cry myself to sleep, would cry in the morning, and I just, like, had so much going on. Like, even though I was in happy, like, relationships with other people, and, you know, I found someone who genuinely cares about me, like, I told you guys that, but, like, the ups and downs of just, like, going through that whole process, because I've never really been so, like, serious with someone in a way. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a hoe, but it's just, like, I never felt, like, so connected to someone. So I feel like, you know, just going through that whole process and learning about each other, and also, like, kind of realizing what's wrong and what's right, I think it also was definitely a little bit draining. And just, like, going through friendships too, I feel like, you know, when I was just so upset and was so sad, I would, like, low-key lash out on other people. It's just, like, the energy you kind of, like, you know, produce out there, it kind of just, like, you know, bounces off of people and then, like, bounces back to you. So I just feel like I was, like, in such, like, a weird mindset. And now I kind of feel like I'm getting better. You know, I'm trying to, like, you know, cleanse this energy and, like, get my mind straight to, like, what I want and, like, what I want to happen in my life. But it's also, like, I feel like I'm really, like, pulling the strings and just trying to make myself, like, push through it and, like, not let myself heal from all these different emotions because it's just so much at once. But I think that March is going to be a better month for all of us. And if you were, you know, going through it during February or January, I definitely feel for you, which is why I've just been so inactive on Batty Fluent. I'm, like, not leaving you guys, but it's just also, like, it's not the numbers that I check, but it's also how I compare to how I was, like, doing so well in summer. And I had, like, not, like I said, it's not about the numbers, because I literally care for you guys as an individual, but it's just, like, seeing how much I posted during summer and seeing, like, the progress I made, and then just, like, seeing it kind of go all down by the winter time. I feel like it's also about because of my emotions and then how I produce these episodes, because obviously you don't want to hear an episode about, like, a teenage girl just, like, constantly just saying, like, how she's, like, literally such in a bad mindset. Like, girl, you just need therapy at this point. And I probably do need therapy, and I'm probably gonna go find a therapist really soon because I think that it would actually benefit me. But, like, just seeing how, like, I just kind of worked so hard in summer for all of it to kind of disappear, it made me very, like, unmotivated, because I'm like, bro, like, why are you even doing this? Like, you know, there's no point anymore. But I also did open up to, like, 2 sponsorships, which is literally crazy. So, you know, I feel like I gain some, I lose some, so we're just trying to get through it, I guess, which is why I just want to change, like, Batty Fluent as a whole and just change the logo, like, the new theme of it. Guys, if you were on my Instagram live a couple weeks ago or, like, a couple days ago, I don't even remember, like, I literally don't remember the days anymore, but I definitely showed you guys, like, a sneak peek of the logo, and it's such a big change. Like, the color is just so different. Like, it's literally on the opposite ends of, like, the color palette, I feel like. But I'm really excited for this one because I feel like this one kind of radiates Batty Fluent energy rather than, like, the green. I was obsessed with it, but I also kind of got tired of it because, like, green was literally the color I hated most, and now I definitely love green because, you know, it reminds me of Batty Fluent, it reminds me of, like, where I started from. But this new logo, guys, I feel like it's just so crisp, and Charmaine, she did amazing at it. She's literally the best designer ever, like, best artist. I literally cannot. She's so sweet, and she's, like, a Batty Fluent supporter and a best friend, so I literally love her so much. But she has been designing these different logos for me like, pick out and, like, choose and, like, different, like, design concepts. So whenever she finished those and, like, the ones I just, like, do not pick as the logo, I still will share it over my Instagram because she's genuinely so talented. And I'm sure you guys met her on, like, some of the Instagram lives already, and she's so sweet. But yeah, I'm so excited just to bring the new vibe and just better energy on Batty Fluent because I just feel like I've been such in this, like, you know, mope of, like, bad energy that I'm really excited just to, like, bounce back, you know, start from fresh and just get ready for, like, you know, hot girl spring, hot girl summer, talk about, like, more, you know, fun things and, like, what we're looking forward to. Because I feel like, you know, with school, I just don't really know what to talk about because, like, I feel like if I talk too much about, like, what's happening in my school, like, people in my school will be like, bro, like, why is she, like, spilling everything on her podcast? And not saying, like, this is where I, like, think about what other people have to say about me because I know, like, a lot of people do listen to Batty Fluent now. But it's also, like, sometimes I just don't want to share too much on the internet because even though you guys don't go to my school personally, there's, like, people at my school and I just want them to know too much about, like, what's going on with me, but also kind of being an open book. So just kind of, like, you know, the boat just kind of is not balancing and, like, the scale is not working right now. But I feel like just with, like, the summer content and the spring content, I have so much to talk about because, you know, I'm going to tour some colleges over summer and, like, kind of get ready into, like, the whole applying for college, you know, trying to work better in school. So yeah, I have a lot of main points that I really want to reach, and I feel like I will reach it as long as I put my work in it and, like, motivate myself to do it. And it's going to get better for all of us because I'm telling you guys, this spring season and summer season is definitely, like, a season where I enjoy because it's so warm and it's sunny and it's not literally dark at 4 p.m. every single day. And I think that's what also is, like, throwing me off too, because, like, you know how the sun, like, sets, like, so fast. My mind just thinks that, like, I go to school and, like, I come home and then, like, it's nighttime and I feel like I just wasted my day at school and not really getting to do, like, things that I need to get done. So it's also, like, kind of, like, it sets me back because I'm like, bro, I'm so tired by the end of the day. Like, I just want to go to sleep, do my homework, and just, like, eat, and then that's it. So it's kind of, like, repeating myself every single day, and I just get so drained and, like, out of that energy. So yeah, I definitely cannot wait to have more time to, like, actually be able to do stuff for Batty Fluent and just be able to, like, actually go out with my friends, you know, talk about what's happening in my life instead of just, like, focusing on, like, this one building that's happening in my life that I spend, you know, most of my day at. So I'm gonna hop into some questions because I feel like, you know, some of y'all asked some really good questions, and I think this is, like, the best question I've gotten so far, but this person asked me, how do I manage, you know, podcasting, doing school at once, and then, like, managing my own, like, personal life, too. See, this is where I am talking about how it literally got so challenging, because I love podcasting. You know, I started my podcast because I was about to, okay, trigger warning right here, but just, like, about to, like, you know, lose my life. I was about to, like, just, you know, drop everything, give up on my whole thing, and just, like, you know, not be in this, like, reality anymore. And it, I know it sounds very depressing, and it sounds like, oh my god, girl, like, you know, that's not a good reason, like, why you started Bodyfluent. But it's also, like, I wanted to start Bodyfluent to help others around me who might be feeling this way. And you guys know that, like, my biggest thing for Bodyfluent is, like, I'm always here for you guys. And I know that I don't answer all my DMs anymore, and I am lacking on that. And it's just because I just don't genuinely, like, have time to read them and sit there and, like, actually, like, you know, understand it. And, like, I get so many emails from you guys, and, like, I try to respond to some of them, and, like, respond to some DMs, like, from, you know, here and there. But I've just been so busy with just, like, things that are happening in school and, like, my personal life, that, like, I just literally cannot sit there and, like, actually read a DM and have time to, like, send, like, a genuine response. Because I don't want to be like, oh my god, like, I'm always here for you, then, like, send you guys, like, the same, like, you know, five responses I've been sending, like, to the past, like, five people. Like, that's not, like, real, and that's not who I am. So that's why every time I respond to a DM, it's, like, always, like, either a voice recording or, like, a really long paragraph from me, like, going to detail about each part you sent in your message, because I want you guys to know that I'm actually reading and, like, listening to you guys. So I just feel like just, like, balancing that has been really hard, because, like, especially with, like, the social media and, like, keeping track with, like, you know, what needs to be posted for Bodyfluent, and, like, also, like, kind of, like, the content going downhill, if that makes sense. Like, you know, I definitely see, like, the things that have been decreasing. I'm not talking about the numbers, by the way, guys. It's just more about, like, how, you know, as, like, a little influencer, you definitely want to make sure your analytics are, like, balanced, and, like, your audience is, like, you know, who you're trying to, like, target for. So definitely it's been really hard to, like, balance Bodyfluent and just, like, with school in general, because I definitely am doing really bad in school. Like, I'm not even gonna lie and sit here and be like, oh my god, like, Bodyfluent's, like, acing her classes, because I feel like if I was acing my classes, I would be in a better mood. And I think that's also why I've been such in, like, a bad mood, because, like, I'm trying to ace all my classes, and then, like, it's not happening, and then I just get really stressed out, because I'm like, oh my god, like, I want to go to, like, a good college, and, like, all these grades is just, like, not doing me well. So I feel like it's also, like, putting me in, like, this really bad position, because I'm like, girl, like, you need to do better in school, because, like, you literally are a senior next year, and you go to college, like, you literally have no more time to, like, sit here and waste. But it's just, like, school is so difficult, just, like, with the whole new, like, you know, being in person and, like, not being virtual. And obviously with virtual, we all did some little sneaky stuff there, but just being in person and actually, like, sitting there and learning the material, it definitely stresses me out, because, like, I just can't pay attention, and, like, my mind is just, like, not there anymore. And I feel like I'm just, like, so used to, like, learning on my own instead of, like, actually, like, sitting in a lecture and, like, learning note by note and, like, keeping up with the class, if that makes sense. Because I'm just such, like, an individual learner. Like, I love to learn by myself. Like, we can learn the same content, but I want to have my time to actually, like, look at the notes and, like, you know, kind of understand the material, but also have, like, that teacher near me that I can just, like, ask questions. But to go at the same pace as, like, the class, I just kind of, like, sometimes feel like I'm either so behind or I'm either so ahead of, like, what we're learning. And I've just been struggling so much in, like, math and chemistry. Like, guys, those are, like, my hardest classes, and, like, psychology, like, AP psychology. I don't know what people say on TikTok, but that class is definitely so difficult for me. I don't know if it's because I have, like, a really bad teacher. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I do not like my teacher. And that's also maybe a reason why I've been studying back. I mean, hopefully she's not listening to this, but I just don't understand anything that's happening. And I feel like it's just, like, full-on notes and notes, and it's not really anything, like, interactive. I just can't get my mind across, like, these 10 pages of notes I have to write every single class, because it's just not taking me anywhere. And I feel like just, like, with the whole AP exam for psychology, I'm, like, so nervous, because I'm like, I literally don't understand what's happening. And, like, for chemistry, we're balancing, like, all these different formulas, and I'm like, what the heck are we even learning? Like, it's so much math, and, like, my head just cannot wrap around it. And then with algebra 2, I love my algebra 2 teacher. He is so nice. He, like, literally is a Bodyfluent stan. But it's just, like, I can't pay attention in this class, because either he's just, like, you know, going off track, and I'm, like, going off track with him, or I just, like, do not understand the material. And, like, he's just, like, speaking, like, so much that he's, like, not writing things down. And, like, I'm very, very, like, not a visual learner, but I just need the notes to be there so I can actually, like, you know, focus and do the, like, the problems and stuff. But it just does not work. So I've been so stressed out with school. So, to, like, literally answer your question, I feel like I have not been balancing, you know, podcasting and doing school, you know, the right amount of, like, time that you need, I guess. And just, like, with my personal life in general, I've just been, like, kind of stressed out with, like, things at home, just, like, you know, kind of miscommunication problems. And I've been doing okay with, like, friendships and, like, other stuff, like, you know, a lot of you guys ask about, like, what's happening in my love life. We're doing good. You know, knock on wood, because some bitches are, like, honestly on our downfall, I think. And, you know, he's a really sweet guy. I don't want to talk about him too much on the podcast because, you know, people at my school, they just be listening and they want the insights. And honestly, I think it's better for me to him to keep things private and not keep the insights. Also, you guys are asking, like, a face reveal. I am not going to personally do a face reveal. I just think that, like, we just need our own private time, and I don't think, like, a face reveal is needed. I mean, maybe you guys will see his face for prom. I mean, you definitely will, because my Instagram is public, so just wait around prom. Maybe you'll get some May 20th. You know, y'all see me there. Y'all see both of us there, but I'm very excited for prom. I ordered my dress. It's super nice. I mean, hopefully it looks good on me, but I feel like there's, like, things I need to look forward to. I'm also doing Powder Puff for my school, which is literally, a game of, like, flag football, if that makes sense. And, like, the girls are football players and the boys are cheerleaders, so you're kind of, like, switching the roles. I'm number 21, because, of course, my birthday is March 21st, so, you know, gotta get that 21 in my number somehow. But I'm really excited for that. I mean, I'm kind of, like, the most unathletic person you'll ever meet in your life, but I'm really excited just to, like, be able to tackle people and be able to be on the field, I guess. I don't even know, but I'm really excited for that. So a lot of things I'm looking forward to in the next upcoming months. A lot of you guys ask me how old I'm turning. I'm turning sexy 17. I'm so excited for my birthday, guys. I literally love my birthday. I don't like the attention of it, but I just, like, love that it's my birthday, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. It's, like, my first birthday, you know, having a little someone. So I'm really excited just to be able to go out with him and also go out with my friends. I think me and my friends are doing, like, a whole birthday dinner, so I'm very excited for that because, you know, I haven't, like, gotten to hang out with my friends in a big group in a while, so I'm really excited for that. I'm looking for, like, my birthday outfits, and I'm probably gonna buy it, like, this week because my birthday is, like, low-key coming soon, and shipping low-key takes forever, so, you know, the time is coming up. I'm getting my nails done. I'm getting a haircut. I was gonna dye my hair, but I'm gonna wait until, like, near prom to dye my hair because I don't want to, like, waste money like that, because if I think about it, if I dye my hair, like, in May, which is, like, near prom, then it's probably gonna last, like, throughout the whole summer. I can dye it again, like, when I start school again, so it's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of trying to save my money and use it in a more wise way and, like, not be able to, like, you know, just dye my hair now and, like, have it fade by summer. Like, I want to have, like, that nice hair. I think I'm going to, like, Florida for spring break, so I'm so excited for that because I think I'm touring two colleges down in Florida. I don't really plan on going to, like, college in Florida, but I do want to see the campus. I do plan on, like, touring a lot of colleges in California, though, so I'm really excited for that because I really want to go to, like, a UC. It's, like, my dream, and a lot of my family's, like, members want me to go to UC because I have a lot of family there, too, so I'm really excited just to, like, be able to branch out to the West Coast and see, like, what they have for me and, like, what, you know, it could offer. Which, speaking of summer, a lot of you guys ask me if I'm gonna start a YouTube channel anytime soon. I don't plan on starting a YouTube channel anytime, like, soon. I feel like I'm just not at that right place to be starting a YouTube channel because I still want to work on, like, having a brand about Batty Fluent, like, creating merch and kind of getting myself out there before I start, like, something else. I feel like I still am a very small creator as, like, a podcaster, and I really want to, like, you know, expose Batty Fluent to, like, more people and more audience, like, you know, kind of be more broad about it instead of, like, keeping it at a certain age group. So I'm trying to, like, you know, work on Batty Fluent before I, like, kind of make a YouTube channel. And then also, if I do make a YouTube channel, it's definitely not going to be, like, a Batty Fluent YouTube channel. It's going to be, like, Rebecca Tran. So definitely, like, a beauty guru or just, like, a vlogger. So definitely, like, a whole side of itself. And, like, obviously, like, I'll post, like, my podcast episodes. Like, you know, if I film my podcast episodes of me, like, recording, then I'll post it on there. But I don't plan on making an actual channel for Batty Fluent because I just feel like I don't even know what I would post on there. And I also do want to work with, like, different brands before I start kind of, like, creating someone, which this episode's actually sponsored by Ana Luisa again, guys. You know, they are an amazing brand. I love them so much. They have, like, the best jewelry pieces. You ask my friends. Like, I literally wear their jewelry pieces every single day when I'm at school, and they're just, like, the cutest pieces. My friends have bought their necklaces there, and, like, I love them so much. And literally, it does not rust, guys. Like, their jewelry is so sustainable. It literally stays gold. You can wear it in the shower. You can wear it in the pool, you know, for summertime. You know, I know y'all are in the ocean a lot, or, you know, in the pool, so it does not, you know, rust or, like, get, like, green and, like, this, like, smell of, like, copper or whatever it's called. But I love their jewelry company, and that's why they're sponsoring this week's episode. And yeah, if you guys want to get some jewelry from there, definitely use the code BATTY for some percent off because we know we're on the bad on the budget because summer's coming up. So many things have been happening and I really want to get, you know, save my coin and get some coin before I spend all my money on like getting new updates for Batty Fluent, you know, getting a better kind of setup for Batty Fluent, like maybe a microphone and just getting a lot of things settled in and trying to get my new mindset, new Batty Fluent energy on this wave because I think it's really important to make sure that we're all kind of branching ourselves to be different and be unique, and I'm just really excited to see where this month has me going for, I guess, because I'm telling you guys, I'm going to try to be back on my grind and just, like, get shit straight. I just feel like I've been such in, like, a weird place that, like, I just can't wrap my head around it, and I just can't get past this, like, urge of, like, sadness every single minute I have. So I'm trying to get better, and I will get better, and I know you guys will too. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. It was just really, like, a big life update and just, like, talking about, like, how everything's been going on my life, and I want to give y'all, like, the real truth of me and not be able to, like, hide anything because I think it's really important for me to, like, you know, have trust and have a good bond with you guys. I love you guys so much, and better content will be coming out soon, guys. I just really want to have, like, the new Batty Fluent logo up and just be able to, like, reset my whole Instagram and create better and more looking nice content, that makes sense, which is why I brought back, like, you know, the Monday post, because I used to do that all the time, and I feel like it really motivated me, and, like, you know, I brought them back to, like, motivate myself again. So yeah, that's what I'm going to try to, like, do with, like, the whole Batty Fluent, just bring back, like, the old Batty Fluent in me and, like, you know, put my, you know, whole effort in there. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. And also, I do want to say that, like, I'm going to make a new trailer for Batty Fluent, so be sure that you're on the lookout for that because I'm going to change it up. I love you guys so much, and I'll see y'all next week. Bye, guys. Love you.